Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God.
Now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days in my spirit, and they shall prophesy. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which he now see and hear. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them,
Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost.
Something about that Holy Ghost.
I was walking along in darkness. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was bound on drugs and in sin and going down fast. But God gave me life. Jesus gave me the Holy Ghost. He gave me a will to live, and now I have a purpose in life, thanks to Jesus.
Wonderful spirit thrilled the hearts of men and women for many, many years. And then all over the world, there were churches on street corners that had lost the fervor and no longer knew what it was all about. I was just a girl. All I knew about this wonderful day meant Christmas was tinsel and a Christmas tree. And a light that would burn out when the filament was gone. Just the brightness of a day. And when that was gone, the light had gone out. I don't know about you, but I visited one church after another as a child, hunting something to satisfy. And then one night, just a girl, 11 years old, I went with my parents to a Little Brush Harbor meeting where an old preacher named E.J. Douglas preached about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And a glimmer of light shone on my pathway that made a difference. I was only 11. Somebody noticed me raise my hand when they asked for those who wanted prayer and said, "She's just a kid. She doesn't know what it's all about." I went home with a heart that was absolutely hungry and reaching for answers. But I had seen a light that would never go out. It would draw me, it would change me. And back into a little Pentecostal church when I was 13 years of age, I listened to the message of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God that would change a life. I stumbled to an altar and felt the flow of the Spirit sweep over my soul. I knew the power of the blood to cleanse me and the glory of the Holy Ghost to fill me. Since that day, I have known what it's all about. The Comforter has come, and He has led me and guided me into truth. And the peace that passes all understanding is a reality in my heart tonight. There's something wonderful, life-changing, so thrilling, so real in that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? David said, "I looked on my right hand, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me." He said, "No man cared for my soul. I cried unto the Lord, and I said, Lord, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." Hallelujah. And I'm thankful tonight that this Holy Ghost is real. The Bible said the wind blowing, where it lists, and thou hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or whether it goes. I'm thankful tonight that the Holy Ghost has invaded me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I can say like Abraham, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "The enemy has come but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And tonight I tell you that there is something real and wonderful about the Spirit of God that will dwell in the heart and life of an individual, not because they are worthy, not because they have done anything to earn it, but it is a gift. Jesus said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. And Paul writes, it is Christ within you, the hope of glory. It was in the month of November, 1941, just a few days before Pearl Harbor, kneeling in a family prayer meeting, God gave unto me the abundant life. The reality of Christ dwelling on the inside. He who would sustain me, knowing that I needed him more than anything else, he gave me of himself. Tonight, it is as wonderful and it is abundant and it is as real as it was then. Christ within you, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were in the upper room with one accord, gathered together 120 to receive the power God promised to send. Holy Ghost fell upon each one as the Spirit gave utterance, they spoke in tongues. Men in the city came from everywhere, couldn't understand what was happening there. Then Peter stood in the midst of the crowd, spoke with a voice that was very loud, and said, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days God's Spirit was born, not only for me, but also for you. Every child of God is born to go through our God.